NXT makes the move to Tuesdays. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. And a big welcome to those of you listening on OccupyProWrestling.com. If you want to bring our updates to your website, email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
NXT arrives in its new Tuesday time slot tonight. Expect plenty of fallout from last week's two-night takeover. There are some matches announced. MSK will defend the NXT tag titles for the first time against Drake Maverick and Killian Dane. Also announced late last night, Leon Ruff versus Isaiah Swerve Scott, an eight-person mixed tag. Dexter Lumis, Bronson Reed, Shotzi Blackheart, and Ember Moon versus The Way, Johnny Gargano, Candice LeRae, Austin Theory, and Indy Hartwell. The now undisputed Cruiserweight Champion Santos Escobar has issued an open challenge for tonight. We're also promised an appearance by the new NXT Women's Champion Raquel Gonzalez. New NXT Champion Karrion Kross will open the show. And we're going to get a look at what happened after TakeOver Night 2 went off the air following the unsanctioned match between Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole. Plus the debut of Frankie Monet. It seems pretty clear that this is going to be the former Taya Valkyrie. Drew McIntyre will get another shot at WWE Champion Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania Backlash. McIntyre won a three-way during Raw's main event last night, pinning Randy Orton after a claymore that hit Orton just as he was covering Braun Strowman following an RKO. After the match, McIntyre was attacked by Mace and T-Bar as MVP looked on. There were some notable returns on the Raw after Mania. Charlotte Flair is back. She alluded to the reasons that she missed WrestleMania while not saying it outright. Later, Charlotte took down both the Raw Women's Champ Rhea Ripley and Asuka, ruining their WrestleMania rematch. Ivar returned, and as a result, so did the Viking Raiders. They beat Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. Getting back to Lashley, he opened the show by mauling Riddle in a non-title match. The Miz got his feet on the ropes to pin Damian Priest and win a handicap match that also included John Morrison. Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke flat out retreated from a match against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, and they were counted out. Bray Wyatt returned to the Firefly Funhouse but didn't have much to say. Alexa Bliss checked in from her swing set backstage and introduced a stuffed doll named Lily. The biggest debut on the Raw after Mania was at the announce desk. Adnan Verk is now the lead announcer alongside Corey Graves and Byron Saxton. Verk jumped over from ESPN. He replaces Tom Phillips. WWE said Phillips will be the new host of 205 Live and work on other projects. As for Samoa Joe, WWE said he, quote, remains part of the WWE talent roster, end quote. Last night's Raw was the first at the new home of the Thunderdome at the University of South Florida's Yuengling Center.
Impact Wrestling.
There's going to be a retirement ceremony for Jazz on Thursday's Impact Wrestling. Jazz lost a career versus title match to Knockouts champ Deonna Purrazzo on Saturday's Hardcore Justice show. Impact released some comments from Jazz just moments after that match.
Just let me thank my kids, my husband, and all of the fans. And you know what? Can't do this right now.
That clip from Impact's social media. So Jazz's time in Impact may be winding down, but her career in pro wrestling is certainly not over. Monday night, it was announced that Jazz will challenge Trish Adora for the Pan-African World Diaspora Championship at the Black Girl Magic Show outside New York City coming up in June.
AEW.
We've got a couple matches announced for tonight's AEW Dark. Dark Order's Alex Reynolds versus Ryan Nemeth, plus The Factory's Aaron Solo versus Fuego del Sol. DDT Pro's Kanosuke Takeshita made his AEW TV debut last night with a win over Danny Limelight on Dark Elevation. Meanwhile, Mike Seidel rolled up MT Nakazawa for a win, so next Monday's Elevation, we are going to get Kenny Omega in action, tagging with Takeshita and Nakazawa against Matt and Mike Seidel and Danny Limelight. Getting back to last night, legit Layla Hirsch submitted Shanna, and Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky beat Joey Janela and Sunny Kiss. A new match announced for Wednesday's Dynamite. Chris Statlander will make her in-ring return from an ACL injury. She'll be taking on Amber Nova.
Ring of Honor.
On this past weekend's Ring of Honor TV, Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham beat Bandido and Flamita, who were not on the same page toward the end of that match. Also, Rocky Romero beat Delirious in a pure rules match. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, April 13th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.